FBI arrests two Chinese men for spying on U.S. Navy bases, employees. Two Chinese nationals have been arrested for allegedly spying on U.S. Navy facilities and attempting to recruit military personnel on behalf of China's intelligence services, the U.S. Department of Justice announced on July 1. The FBI arrested Yuansa Chen, 38, and Liren Ryan Lai, 39, on June 27 in Happy Valley, Oregon, and Houston, respectively. According to a criminal complaint filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, both men face charges related to conducting clandestine intelligence operations on behalf of China's Ministry of State Security. This case underscores the Chinese government's sustained and aggressive effort to infiltrate our military and undermine our national security from within, Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a statement. The complaint states that Chen entered the United States on a tourist visa in 2015 and was granted conditional permanent residency through marriage in 2022. That same year, Chen and his wife, identified as Associate 1, traveled to Washington State, where they allegedly took photographs of sensitive areas at Naval Base Kitsap. Chen was also directed to photograph a Navy recruitment center in San Gabriel, California, according to the complaint. While at the center, Chen and Associate 1 allegedly took photos of bulletin boards listing the full names, programs, hometowns, and recruiter details of new U.S. Navy enlistees, in what the DOJ described as an attempt to help identify potential MSS assets. A majority of the recruits depicted in the photographs listed their hometown as China, the document said, adding that those photos were transferred to someone suspected to be an MSS officer. Lai, meanwhile, arrived in the United States via Houston in April on a business visa. He is accused of recruiting Chen in 2021 to work for the MSS. In January 2022, the two men allegedly coordinated a dead drop operation in Livermore, California, delivering at least $10,000 in cash on behalf of the MSS, according to the DOJ. The money was allegedly left in a backpack in a day-use locker at a local gym. The DOJ further alleges that the MSS instructed Chen on how to approach and recruit other military personnel, what to say about payments, which Navy assignments were of particular interest, and how to avoid detection. According to the complaint, Chen began approaching an unnamed U.S. Navy employee over social media and later arranged a tour of the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier in San Diego with that individual. He allegedly forwarded the employee's information to his MSS handler. In addition to his activities in the United States, Chen allegedly traveled to Guangzhou, China, in April 2024 and March 2025, where he met with MSS officers to discuss payment for his work. Both men face charges of operating as agents of a foreign government without disclosure to the U.S. Attorney General, a violation that carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. FBI Director Kash Patel credited the arrests to what he called a complex, coordinated effort by multiple FBI field offices, including San Francisco, Houston, San Diego, and Portland, Oregon, alongside the Bureau's Counterintelligence Division. The Chinese Communist Party thought they were getting away with their scheme to operate on U.S. soil, utilizing spy craft, like dead drops, to pay their sources, Patel said. The FBI will continue to vigilantly defend the homeland from China's pervasive attempts to infiltrate our borders. An FBI official told the Epoch Times the arrests also sent a message: the United States will not tolerate espionage on American soil. There's a lot more work to be done, the official said. We're moving quickly to arrest or disrupt enemy agents, because we know this heightened global threat environment means we need to be hypervigilant in protecting our homeland.